Locker room chats, they continue here tonight on KMZA. I'm Brandon Tam, and we're talking with Frankfort girls basketball coach Brian Ebert here, brought to you by Wenklin Oil Company, Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank in Frankfort, also Community Healthcare System. Coming down the home stretch here, just one game left in the regular season for the Wildcats. Substate bracket is out. We will dive into that with the coach here in a moment. But, Coach, you push that game up with Axtell on Monday night with the weather coming in this week. You go to Axtell. Eagles get the win, 48-22. It's been kind of a similar feel all season, but, again, just kind of give us that recap for the game on Monday night.
Well, I thought the girls, you know, really actually came out in the first half and, you know, played decent. We went down 16-11 at halftime, had our chances, didn't shoot the ball well, didn't score, little, I don't know, out of sorts offensively, but I thought our defense was pretty dang good. And then the second half, they turned up the pressure and we were not able to handle maybe the ball like we needed to. And again, we didn't shoot the ball good in the second half. And then ultimately just came down to, you know, you gotta put the ball in the basket. And we weren't able to do that throughout basically the whole game. So, I was pleased with our defense, like I said, in the first half. So, you know, there's positives there. There's no doubt.
You guys get to close out the regular season at home on Friday against Lynn, and you look at this Lynn team, 12 wins. They had won six straight, you know, before their loss to Centralia last time out last Friday. So a very good Lynn team. How much have you been able to kind of dive into them and your regular season finale opponent coming up here on Friday?
Well, we know they have size inside. They have some good guards on the outside. Probably their weakness is they don't shoot the ball particularly well from the outside. You know, like 3-point range. So, you know, we're going to probably try to make them, you know, live out there, and then try to cover up, their post player who's pretty solid inside. So, you know, we've seen this type of team before. We just got to be out, be able to execute.
You guys are going to have a familiar opponent in the first round of the Substate tournament. Those brackets are out, at the 1A classification. You guys are going to be on the road at Washington County on Monday night with postseason tournament play officially getting underway. You have played them twice to this point, two different scores. It was a one-point game the last time you guys had faced off against each other. That was back late January. That was a 48-47 final. So going to get another crack at them. This time it's win, move on, lose your season is done. So the mentality needs to be right. But a third time around with Washington County on Monday night.
Yeah, we like you said, we had our chances. Actually, probably should have won that game. When we went up there, you know, just didn't execute real well down the stretch. But, you know, it's a good opportunity for us, you know, a game that we could win, a team that we're familiar with. So we're not looking at, you know, somebody different. We know what they do and, how to handle that. So it's just a matter of, can we handle maybe some full court pressure and put the ball in the basket? That's a big thing right now for us. Defensively, we're pretty decent, but got to be able to score and handle pressure.
There it is. Frankfort girls basketball coach Brian Ebert joining us. Always appreciate the time. They'll close out the regular season on Friday at home against Lynn, and then they turn right around Monday night at Washington County, first round of the Substate basketball tournament. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes. We'll wrap it up with you one more time next week.
All right. Thank you, Brandon.